by yourself.
All right. Okay. Last episode cut off because of the hour limit. But
an hour back, and if you guys heard what Jaden had to say at the beginning of Llama, there was a girl that... Can you be quiet? There's a girl... Goodness, shut the fuck up. Thank you. There's a girl named Lily E. Gray, born June 6, 1881, died November 14, 1958. That's a weird time to die. November? Fucking loser. Anyway, her tombstone says victim of the beast 666. Why does it say that, Jaden?
I don't know. It's one of the biggest mysteries. They're still trying to figure it out. But it's so
Cool. It's in Utah State Archives. That's on her actual grave. What the fuck?
Wait a minute. You're the one who decides
to... Victim of the beast 666. Maybe she's just an edgy-ass old person. But this was like in 1958.
And this is on a gravestone.
She's like 70 or 60. The math might be wrong with that, but I'm fucking right. Something.
And you were just talking about in that last episode, that wolf, that...
Dogman. Beast is sick. Then why was she right... What? No. I'm the victim of the beast of 666. She wasn't... Dogman, they don't know if it's real or not. That's the thing. But you hear shit about Dogman. Well, I think Dogman is a devil. Legit devil's son or some shit. Because when you're in that forest... I've only been there for like 3 minutes. But it was like 10 o'clock.
My shit.
10 o'clock.
I leave.
It was 10 o'clock. Fuck.
My phone's a zero.
Bruh. Fuck off. It was 10 o'clock at night and I went out there for 3 minutes. I was just looking around. I felt like I was being watched. By multiple things. Not just one thing. I felt like I was being stalked. And I got back on the concrete, the parking lot, where you get dropped off at the park, and I felt fine. That forest has some bad juju, bro. That's some crazy shit. Look at all these other fucking... I was supposed to live to be 102 and shot by a jealous husband.
You good?
Yeah. Stories,
man. You guys heard that obelisk?
Oh, yeah.
That
just
disappeared.
Wait, what's an...
Oh, yeah, that thing in Moab?
What's an obelisk?
Yeah. It was this, like, metal thing.
What?
Have you heard about the thing in Moab?
What's an obelisk?
Obelisk.
I don't know.
Oh, it's just a tall, forward-sided, narrow, taping monument.
Uh-huh, it just disappeared.
It's like a miniature Washington
Monument. It was a mug and it disappeared somewhere else.
Oh, right.
Joseph, say your story.
Okay. So, I was watching this video... And then they have videos of it too. So these people, these three people, yeah, it was three people. They went camping. They had guns and everything for in case, because there was bears there. They had planned out, and they built this little like shelter thing because in case there's like a big bear, so they could hide in and sleep. And it's completely walled off, but you still kind of see through the cracks. And they're there, and then they like heard something. They like heard like I'll say it. They heard like. Kind of like people like talking, but kind of sound like apes, but like it kind of like sound like another language, and they were like oh like that, and they're communicating. And they're like, but they're like running around, like running everywhere around the camps, and they got freaked out. The next day they left, and a couple years later, they wanted to come back, but they brought a camera, and they're recording it, and then. They're mocking the noise too. They're mimicking it, and they were responding. And you hear them running around, and it was videos. This was like years ago though, and the people like reviewed the videos, and they said there's no way they could like fake it. There's no way they could like
what,
make their.
Did you noises. See that? Did you see the things on the camera?
Well, no, it was like dark. It was at nighttime, but there was recordings.
It wasn't a night vision camera.
No, this is like.
This is like.
I don't know. Hey, let me see if I can find that video. And play the noise.
But like,
your phone's about to die though.
We're talking about chimpanzee. Have you heard about that chimpanzee society?
Yeah.
Dude, alright, so there's a chimpanzee society that they have a hierarchy. You know how most chimp societies
like that video you showed me.
Yeah. They were a cannibalist society.
Yeah.
And they'd kill little monkeys and break them and fucking snap off
like
their
that
bones.
That video you
them.
Showed me.
In that video, there was. They're jumping this bitch, and they got mad and they kept killing off one another, and they started getting mad at each other, and other chimps started taking ownership and leadership. And then this one, I think called Vavuza, whatever the fuck it was, this one took reins above them all and killed the four leading commanding chimps. He basically became a dictator.
Planet of the Apes.
And they recorded the population. It went down from 142 to 60, back to 300. When he took power, he raised the population. That's what the theory says. At the same time, they were stricken out of food. The place had deforestation of their natural food source. And they're fighting with wolves and a bunch of other crazy shit. Like, mosquitoes kept killing off the younglings or whatever. Uh-huh. It was just, what the fuck happened? And it's just weird. It's just to think, like, another animal can make a society like us. Or our societies.
I found the video. Wait. I fast forwarded.
Make sure it's alright.
It's recording. You can see the red button.
No, just make sure like it's alright. I don't want to fuck off again. We were having a good conversation last time. They just cut off Kenny.
It's fine.
Oh, I've seen that guy. He's on TikTok. Yes. No, he explains real shit. I seen that guy. These things
are good, though.
They overlook this amazing valley, and they're surrounded by these huge white fir trees. There's a freshwater stream that wasn't a bear threat. They slept on the ground in tents. In late 1971, Ron came back to camp with the other...
They had cameras, but and they reviewed the footage. There's no way they could, like, mess up the recordings.
...chatting with each other when they started hearing a grunting sound not far away from them in the forest. Now, typically, whenever a bear came to their campsite, it was usually at night, and they would hear it grunting somewhere off in the forest, and as soon as they heard it, they would stop, and they would listen to kind of something they had never heard before. It was so frightening, they almost fell over each other running to get inside of the shelter. It was like a whooping sound you would expect from an ape, except instead of a series of whoops like you would expect from an ape, it was one loud whoop. And then silence, and then another creature somewhere else made a responding whoop that sounded different than the first. There was at least two creatures that were basically speaking to each other out in the forest out of view. Ron would say, as these creatures were howling and whooping at each other out in the forest, the men were huddled around inside of the shelter looking at each other like, what is that? Has anybody heard that sound before? And nobody knew what it was. And after a little while, they heard these creatures running towards the camp. They were pretty well off, but they heard these heavy footsteps approaching. And so Ron and the others, they put themselves up against these slats inside of the shelter where they could look out in the direction where these creatures were. And they're staring out just past the light of their campfire into the dark forest. And they hear these things running, 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 and they stop. They don't come into the clearing. It's like they're just outside. Gonna bring an audio recorder, and he was gonna try to capture some audio, hoping it happens, and I'll sprint inside the shelter. Our Lynn Curley, the doctor to any
humans.
The doctor slips there's two humans. That's something mystery.
Is it there? And the way it's gonna show them like making the sound again. Them doing and they respond. And then you can hear them like kind of like talking. See?
That's them.
Talking. They're like in that little hut thing again.
No, not them talking, but the little mumbles in the background. That's
those the animals. They don't know what they are.
And where was this?
Yeah.
Look.
Where's bears? North America, Russia?
Yeah, bears are in
kind of like he talks to her, doesn't he? Talk to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, who's like a wild?
That's like, it's weird though. That's like the scariest thing.
Well, that is kind of scary. What the fuck?
They're just like cute and they're like talking. Like, it doesn't sound like they're apes because they're like kind of speaking like another language.
Yeah, it sounds like a whoop and then it sounds like a.
Arabic. I don't want to be racist, but like Middle Eastern. Some parts.
Why would Arabs?
Where is that again?
We don't know.
Oh, actually. They probably didn't
maybe
tell
you. Monkeys were exported from Arabia.
Monkeys don't live in Arabia.
Saudi kings.
Oh. No, you need find out where it's at and watch it being like.
I can't find out where.
Well, they probably did tell it.
Probably tell us the beginning.
Yeah.
No, there's three. There's three stories. So this one's like at the end.
North America.
Alright, that's
how you use the North America is like anywhere could be like
in the US or Canada. But not Canada's too cold.
So no Canada. Bears live in Canada.
Yeah, they have it, the Canadian wilderness. Like,
but we need to think there's no fucking monkeys in Canada or United States.
There's bears in the mainland United States. There's black bears, brown bears.
Okay.
It's
not, but it's bears amazing. Bears don't make those noises.
Yeah, they can't make those noises.
And this was like 1970, so they couldn't fake it. Like, they even studied the recordings, and they said they couldn't.
What is the scariest thing you guys have ever gone through?
Gone through?
Yeah.
My mom was walking. I was
walking in when I got an F on my report card.
I was like, oh.
No. Scariest thing I've ever gone through.
I can go first if you don't want.
Jaden, what happened to you? What's wrong with the vibe, bro?
You like seem so depressed.
He read the I got murdered by the beast of 666 thing. Like a little H grade.
So one time, me, Braxton, and my brother Junior, when we were out late at night, it was summer. We went to go to the park, play some Pokemon Go, and ride our bikes around. This was a couple of years ago, like 2017, and went and we were playing on a Pokestop. We saw this one guy walking on the outskirts of like the little trail on the outskirts of the trail.
Pedo?
Oh, I don't know, maybe. But like we saw him and Junior just like being the vibe and trying to make us laugh. Yelled out to him, want to play some Pokemon Go? Just yelled it out at him. And he didn't respond or anything, so we didn't think anything of it. So we kept playing. I'm like, you know what? Where'd that guy go? Then I looked into the direction where he was. And I just saw a shadow coming towards us. We all booked it home and we never saw him again.
The fuck out.
That was back in my old house.
He's coming, Jaden. Run.
That shit was just so.
So stop. Fuck that guy.
Wake up.
You just stare at him and just looks at you, just dead ass, just no smiles, just wake up. Scary as fuck. Yeah.
Muslim. He's Muslim because he piped this out.
What's the scary thing you have to go through? Can you?
Oh my god.
Asking my girlfriend
Marcus
out.
Marcus wants to
get... Asking my girlfriend for...
You have a story, Marcus?
So... Fuck. Oh, my crazy experience. Shit was probably... I think it was 2018, 2017. When the fucking clowns were around.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that, dude. That was my worst experience. I thought I was gonna die that night. So, me and my homies, this was in Murray. My mom used to live in the apartments, and there was a bunch of woods. Like, I don't know why the fuck there were so many woods, because these apartments were new, so they were starting to build stuff around this area.
Well, that's why there was woods.
Yeah, and then there was just a river that just goes through the woods, and then just goes to, like,
I think it was to the park. But this shit was like creepy at night. Like it was like probably 12:30 at night, and all fucking clowns were on the news and all that. And my mom was kind of tripping about me going out, but she let it slide. So we're just walking to the Walmart, just chilling, and our dumbasses decided to go exploring right next to the river like a dumbass. And then, of course, a group of clowns were just fucking chilling, like, what the fuck? So we're just like, yo, what the fuck is that? And we were just like, I don't know, we were just really just like just standing there, just what the fuck? And then we start walking away, and then the fucking clown just starts like kind of not like running at us, but like jogging. Jogging at us. And we just bolted it, and these niggas were like full on starting to sprint at us. We were like, oh hell no. And I don't know what the fuck we were doing in the woods, but yeah, I thought I was gonna die. Like, it was
okay, let me ask. So in that whole killer clown thing during 2016 to like 2017, did anybody actually die from clowns, or was that just a phase that everybody went through?
I think a lot of people actually died.
I know it was because of it, wasn't it?
I don't know, but these niggas were serious. Like, they had full on machete, and like they were ready to, I don't know if they were playing around, but they were ready to do some dumb shit.
How many?
Killer clowns are still around.
Huh?
You can see clowns walking around sometimes.
Yeah, no, I saw this.
They're not like fully gone. They're still around.
I saw this YouTube video of this guy, and this guy's driving on a road, and then there's a killer clown in the car. I'm like, in the road. But his boys and him, they just hop out of the car and beat the fuck out of him.
That's what I'll do too. Like, are we still on scary experiences, or we're just moving on to killer clowns?
No, I don't like this.
Damn.
Remember Black Island Farms? Marcus was like, yo, get the hell away from me.
That guy was screaming too much. Like, for real. Shut the fuck up. I know you're supposed to be scary, but if you want to be scary, don't yell at someone's ear. Just look at them.
Oh, yeah. So, what I was talking about, when me, you, and Marcus went camping, when we went hiking by ourselves, when we got past the whole ridge at those, the tall grass, tell me you felt there was a change in the atmosphere.
There was a change in the
atmosphere. I know. Did I tell you that I felt like someone was watching me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was something up there.
It was like nighttime or anything. It was like early.
It was
morning.
Yeah, it was bright ass day, early
but like
morning.
Still. The sun barely rose up from the mountain, but we were in like a canyon, so the mountains were fucking tall.
Yeah, but it was light outside, and so we went. We had gone hiking, but like so,
just us three.
Yeah, just us three. So you came. You had to go. You went up, and then you went down.
I climbed like a side of a mountain.
Yeah. Not so you went down, and there was like these just trees. You were under the brush. There's just this big rock in a pond. You walk.
Nice.
Yeah, that part was okay, Then you gotta keep walking up, and then you walk past the ridge, and you realize that ridge was so thin. Like all you had to do was put your left foot off just a little bit. One wrong step of your left foot, your ass would have fucking rolled down the hill
and
into a river.
It was steep. Like, you would have fucking died.
This river is fucking, like, it's not calm. It's going fast.
Yeah.
It's cold, too.
Yeah, you would have fell.
You would have busted your head on a rock and then fell into the river.
Cold ass shock. Anything.
And then, so, you keep walking past the ridge. And then, you come to there. It's like another fucking area. You walk past it, and then in front of you, there's just it's more pathway, but the area around it is all tall grass, dry. There's
arid.
There's nothing up there.
I felt like something is on the hill.
Yeah, I kept looking up there.
On the hill, and I was like, what the fuck? And then
I kept looking down too, and I kept looking behind us. I was like,
I felt paranoid. I didn't feel safe. I felt like, yeah, it's supposed to be fun. I'm hanging out with the homies. I thought it was just me.
Yeah.
It's acting fucking weird.
But, like, as soon as we hit that tall grass area, we were like, should we keep going? And I was like, no.
Yeah,
I made up the excuse
that... Wait, I asked if we should keep going, huh?
Yeah. But I made up the excuse, like, oh, me and guys, there's tall grass, there's gonna be animals over there.
Yeah, you said there was gonna be a fucking snake.
Which, yeah, if we, but no,
if we got
no,
bit we, at all, we've yeah, been fucked.
Yeah, the hospital was miles away.
45-minute drive. We'd be dead. We need to be there before 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So, but you guys felt the atmosphere change when we got to the tall grass?
We liked the tall grass.
Oh, yeah.
There was some nigga in there. There was something.
Like, beady eyes. Some shit. Alright, so...
Joseph, what's the scariest thing you ever been through?
I don't know. Well, my dog raped me in my ass.
I have three good ones.
All right, so
me and my friend
Riddle,
and this is when Finance at Freddy's was hella popping. Everyone liked Finance at Freddy's. We got Jackset the Guy, Markiplier. I downloaded the game. This is before 2 came out or anything. This is number 1. The original, 1983, by the 1987, all that stupid shit. Me and my friend Googled. You can actually still Google it. It's Freddy's Fazbear's Pizza, and there's an old abandoned place. And so me and my friend were like, dude, what if we called the security guard? Because we thought we were dumb kids. We thought this still worked. We thought it was a real story. Because we've read so many creepypastas and so many articles like, oh my god, it's real. Friends of Freddy's real life? ? Stupid shit like that. And then we called the place and they said, the line is terminated.
I know what you're talking
Freddy
about.
The Fazbear, Faz something, or I think it was just Freddy's. I kind of forgot. Freddy's Entertainment has been shut down due to health code violations and concerns. If you have any concerns, please contact this number. And it went...
Yeah, I've done this. Okay, so you know where the new what are they called? The new apartment complex right behind Target?
Yeah.
You know how it used to just be a field?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Diego, I think it's either Diego or Patrick. We were just chilling, and we fucking called that number, and it was nighttime. It was, like, about to be nighttime, and we decided to call that shit. And that's all you heard was, I'm actually gonna call that number right now.
No, don't do that.
Why?
It gave me anxiety.
Wait, hold up. Can I explain what happened, though, after it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it said, thank you for contacting us.
Beep.
And it just hung up. But the thing is, it didn't hung up the line.
Oh.
So when someone hangs up the line, someone's listening. Something is listening.
Marcus, don't.
And it was silent, and it went static, and it just stopped. And the call ended. I was like, what the fuck? It's not pre-recorded. It was live.
Marcus, don't call the number. You're going to give me anxiety.
Me and my friend were freaking out. Like, oh my god, what the hell? What happened?
What?
We went up to my room. I lived on the second floor in Roy. You know where that apartment I lived at? Right there is one of the weirdest things. You know how behind my apartment there's no trees, no nothing? Me and my friend slept in the same bed. He slept on the floor later in the night. It was 2 in the morning. I heard this. On my window.
Dude, this shit says do not call it. What? Not question mark, but what is that point? It just says right here, do not fucking call that shit.
Exclamation point?
Uh-huh.
I heard a knocking on my window. And I was like, what? And then I waited. I looked at my window. I saw something move. Just again. I was like, me and Boston went downstairs. My grandma was
saying, I mean, it was fine.
And Boston, he fucking got scared. He ran home. Outside at 2 in the morning. But his house was right across the street. So. It's not that
Marcus,
bad.
Don't call it.
Why?
Because, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Do you not hear what I just said?
I don't want
it. Joseph, don't fucking call stop.
It. Don't scared? Call that shit.
Stop it.
Don't call that shit.
Another Marcus, I will... Marcus, go get the girl. Stop.
Don't fuck coming out tonight. Like, I asked for a head. She's like, maybe. And then I was like, all right, for sure. And I don't know. She's like, fuck, it's already 2 o'clock. I was like, yeah.
Calm down.
No, it's not 2 o'clock.
Marcus, it please. Is
2 o'clock. Calm down, buddy.
Well, I'm not calling that shit.
Listen to Travis.
Don't listen. All right. Yeah, listen to me. All right, listen. Okay. Right, second one. I don't know if these are scary or what, but so... I was chilling. Me and my friend went to that Clinton Park. you know, like, fuck, what is it called? It's by that city, it's like by that school, Parkside Elementary. It's right behind Winco.
Oh, yeah.
There's a park there, and it's nice, it's beautiful. Me and my friends were playing a night games.
Night games?
No, we're just playing night tag. There's like 11 of us, and we're just running around being dumb.
Yeah.
And then I was calling my dad, and I was just chilled on the side of the grass. And then I didn't feel any presence behind me. And then I felt something behind me.
Uh-huh.
I turned around, and it was just this guy. He had a tracksuit on, and he was just chilling in his jeans. He was just looking at me, just staring. I stood up to go, and he walked up behind me, just look at me. Like, he was, like, it's like not 6 feet apart, no shit. He was, like, right here, just chilling, just looking at me. And I felt so uncomfortable. And then I heard him, I felt him do this. I fucking bolted. Like, grabbed my shoulder. I was like, what the fuck just happened? I told my friend's fucking sister that was there. And then she was like, what? What do you mean? There's no one here. I was like, you're off your ass. And then I have another one where I went hiking at night. I was just chilling. My cousin went with me, Carson. He was pretty chill. We went up to the ridge. We were just looking out. All of a sudden, I heard something. Clack. And all these rocks falling down the fucking hill. I'm like, what just happened? I look over, and Carson just says, dude, run. Got us the fuck out of there. I was like, what are you mad about? He's like, not what you're mad about. What are you doing? Just in the moment thing. And he's like, dude, I saw something we were supposed to. I was like, what? What do you mean? By the time we got back to the camp, he explained it to me. I saw something. It looked fucking humongous. I didn't know what it was. It was right behind you. I just grabbed you and we just fucking bolted. Could have been anything. Those are my three scariest experiences.
I fucking hate that poster, Travis.
Huh?
That poster scares the shit out of me.
Why are you scared of Sublime?
He's just staring at me like, leave me alone.
He's high as fuck. He's fine. You know what scares me? Marilyn Monroe, which is 95, watches me beat my dick every night. That's illegal.
She's 95?
Yeah, she turned 95 recently.
She's dead as hell.
She overdosed. I thought she died from a plane crash, but turns out not.
Wait, you were joking?
About what?
Her being 95?
No, seriously, she's 95.
And who's dead?
Marilyn Monroe.
She's 95.
She's 95 right now if she was alive.
Oh.
She's dead, though. Oh. Died a long ass time ago.
How old was she when she died? Like,
how old was Marilyn Monroe when she died? Probably your 30s. 36.
Damn.
It's not that old.
And she was 20, she was porn starring. Well, not porn starring, like Playboy.
Oh.
You can find nudes of her.
She's hot.
I have one of my favorite nudes in my Snap. You wanna see Joe?
Marcus, are you charging my phone yet?
Why are we doing this?
No,
we're on a podcast right now.
Oh, jeez. I thought you were showing me an actual video, and I was like, what the fuck?
I'm a podcast right now, bro. Chill.
What?
Marcus.
Is it doing error?
Charge my phone. He's
looking at me. Please.
He's sitting.
Jaden, Marcus, you gonna go get her?
Hit her up. I got the boys.
Oh, now it changes.
Nah, you with the
nah,
boys.
Nah, it changes.
Now it's with the boys. Wow.
I can go get it, but no one wanted to go with me. I'm not trying to go by myself.
Why?
Jaden, how about...
Nah.
Joseph, how are you going with
me? No. Get outside now.
Yeah.
Stories y'all told?
I'll go with Marcus.
Charge my phone.
I don't want to go and leave.
Get my phone charger downstairs.
I don't want to go and leave the party stale.
Let me use that one.
Jaden, how about you go with Marcus?
Huh?
Kenyon, you want to go with Marcus?
Oh,
I'll go with Marcus then.
Alright, so it's the end of this episode?
No. We're not done yet.
I want to listen to a song.
Charge my phone.
Kenny, you gotta do my charger from downstairs.
You have one right now.
Albino!
Is it charging?
Yeah. You didn't even get my phone charger from downstairs.
Why? You have that one. Just let me use that one.
Are you scared to go downstairs?
No.
Alright. What is your scary experiences, guys? You guys haven't shared?
Haven't he?
What do you mean? You never been like scared shitless at one point?
No.
No?
I gotta think. Too.
I had to think too. That's when Jane said it. I was like, okay, now I don't know. And Marcus,
I've heard whisperings from under my bed.
Jane. We hear whisperings under the bunk bed tonight.
Shut the fuck up.
Jane's trying, man.
Dude, have you seen that video with the fucking clown where it comes out of the little girl's fucking bed?
Yeah, that video.
Have you seen the statue clown one?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I read that. That was
scary as shit.
That the girl was like,
and there was like a babysitter.
The babysitter.
Oh, I heard about that.
The babysitter was like, she like contacted the parents. She was like, your clown statue keeps moving, and then the parents went, what clown statue? and then she goes and hides, calls the police, and the clown statue's gone. No clown, no evidence.
Oh, didn't they catch him?
No, they caught him with a screwdriver under one of the child's beds.
Oh.
Why a screwdriver? What? Dude, life's mysteries have been plaguing human existence forever. But I don't get it. Why the fucking everyone worried about Giza?
What's that? Oh, the pyramids?
Giza. It was built by aliens. No.
No, it was built by slaves.
Yeah.
This is hundreds of thousands of slaves that died.
Oh, there goes Bill.
Another day, another leg.
My friend from school told me a story where him and his dad and his brother were making this hangar, and so what when you pour concrete, pillar concrete, you can't restart it for some reason, and if you have to restart it, you have to tear everything down and start anew. Don't know why.
Maybe it dries fast.
It dries fast.
Probably. Just a couple hours. So this guy was pillared into the he fell into the concrete pillar. And they kept pouring on him. They couldn't stop. And he died in the concrete, squirming, screaming for help. And they said, if you can tear apart that pillar, you could fucking... You can see his body. Yeah, you can see his body. He had a funeral and everything. It's crazy.
Couldn't they move where the concrete is being dumped?
I don't know why. I would have done that. I would have stopped and be like, dude, come on, let's go.
Get your ass up. You dumb? You dumb?
Yeah, you dumb? Why are you falling in? Go to take a shower. A few drinks. But they just kept pouring.
Oh, there goes Tim.
Poor Tim. Which makes no sense to me.
Why did they give him up?
No. Maybe like, nobody fuck Tim. Liked he was an them. Asshole. Let him die. His fucking... His nasty... His kid's better than himself.
Jaden, don't take my spot.
I won't. Sorry.
Alright, let's get off the topic series, man. This is kind of a new topic. What's the story that you guys wanted to say?
About?
Anything. Or is it something you guys wanted to say? Because Joseph said, I have a shit ton of stuff to tell.
Probably from that guy.
What guy?
The guy on TikTok.
Dude.
Florida is going through with these people. They're swimming and they found it was going to this like little trench thing.
Yeah.
But it was really hard to get to. And if you mess up, fuck. And one like there's three of them. One of them got stuck and drowned. The other one panicked. She's like shaking and started breathing too much oxygen and drowned. And it was the other friend, he was like slowly pushing past them. He was like pulling them out. And sometimes he had to like...
You're too loud.
Me?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
I can hear your music.
Shit, my bad.
you have to like literally like pull out your mouth like piece, like air piece, and like crawl out of it until you're like hit. You take out the oxygen you take. And it was like scary, like all his friends died, they drowned, and he got saved.
Dude.
So I don't wanna go swimming, it's like
Edgar.
Wow, you're fucked up. Yeah, he does.
We should go swimming tomorrow.
Shit.
Fuck you, Jaden. I'm sorry about
that. I was just kidding, Andrew.
You guys hear what happened at Hobbs? The two people that died in the 1960s at Hobbs?
No.
From the whirlpool? Apparently there's a part of Hobbs that sucks you in.
Oh, yeah, Marcus told me about that.
I don't know. It doesn't seem plausible.
How's a
whirlpool created? Yeah. How is it created?
I don't know.
Now, why doesn't it just stop?
It's like that thing, you know, the, when you were asking me about the phobia of the ocean pictures.
Yeah.
And it's like that like blue hole that you showed me. There's one of those just in the ocean. And it's just a hole. Water falls into it. Nobody knows if it ends or not.
Probably does. I don't know, we gotta send a sub down there. We find the lost world.
Atlantis?
No, just like a bountiful plenty of resources. Then we have a space race to see who can colonize it the most. America, China, and Russia, and we fight over resources down there. That'd be a cool movie idea.
Yeah.
Comic idea. Anyway, you're way too damn loud.
My phone is broken. I couldn't even turn down my music.
I'll hear him fucking Polo G just rap away. Dude, have you guys heard about that pit in Utah? Hold up. What is it called again?
The dump?
No, there's
the landfill. Wake the fuck up.
There's a Utah. Hold up. It's like a pit in Utah.
I know what you're talking about. I'm actually going there next week.
It's like a little white car, like box, and it has four gated off. Like it's a little wooden box that leads into a cave. It has four like fucking bars in it. So apparently, you can't go in there No one survived. And the one guy that survived says there's multiple people that are hanged in synchronized rows looking at a wall.
Like they hung themselves?
Yeah, synchronized.
Geography.
No, like, yeah, the geography of the cave matches perfectly and synchronized. And they all point at the same direction every time. But my question is, how the fuck did he know that he survived? Like, how did he? Does he even know what's down there?
Yeah, how does he know?
Yeah.
Why did he kill himself?
Because apparently you go in there, you fucking kill yourself with rope that's nowhere found in the cave that he said that he couldn't find. Unless there's a fucking, like, truck of rope that gets dropped every once in a while. Who the fuck even knows? I don't know. I just think it's just a box that leads to a shitty cave. People wanted to make it sound scary. But then they say shit like that about Case Hollow. I'm like, no, dude. It's a different story when you touch that fucking dirt. Sorry, man. I bumped your head so hard.
Zane, wake up.
You're freaking the fuck out?
Dang, I wasn't sleeping. I like to hear you guys.
Oh.
I was in that state of sleeping. I was like half asleep, half awake.
Oh, sleep paralysis?
No.
I'm sorry, I'm diagnosed with that. No.
It's like, you hear them?
Sleep paralysis make you fucking think of shit. Hate it.
And I find you a girlfriend.
Hey.
Hey, fuck me.
Ew, what's her name? Sadie?
Rachel.
Oh.
Lindsay?
The who? Is that the bitch that fucked Travis?
No.
Way worse. Well, she didn't fuck me. Biting my arm. That's kind of turning me on, Joseph.
I don't mean by that.
Just kidding.
Batman. I forgot we're on the podcast. I can't say things.
I know.
I was about to say
about to be like, yo, bro, huh?
That's why I yelled the eight.
Did that wake you up, dude?
You already said the no-no word multiple times.
Nigger?
Yeah. Yeah, he said that.
I didn't. I did.
We can catch you slacking episode one.
No, I stopped myself. I'm becoming a better person. I'm not a racist. I just...
Everyone says it. Even if you say you don't say it, you said it once. By accident or on purpose.
Okay, maybe it was both.
Especially with a popular word like that, yeah, you're gonna say
70%.
Sorry, dude, that was fucked up.
I've never met a white person that's like, oh, I never said it. Like, I've never met someone that's like, what does that word mean? What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Oh, it means brother in arms. Go to the hood and say it.
Because I grew up black.
What's good, Mike?
What's up, my niggers?
You pop, 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 pop. Say that again, white boy. Sorry!
I've been told it means
Jaden.
No.
What the fuck are these for?
I graduated, unlike you.
Graduated from what?
Junior high.
So you got balloons?
No, because they think that. Alright, so like middle school in California, they think if you pass 7th and 8th grade, you're gonna have a ceremony, which they usually do. But since we're out in the Mormon state, we don't have one. And that might not make no sense to you fucks, but.
It's like we don't have the Hooters.
What?
We all have Hooters.
Can I suck on one of these?
Dude, Utah sucks. I'm sorry, but this place used to get revved up a little bit. I'm about to open a 24-hour restaurant that has the most bussin' food for stoners and have hookers.
I want to go to a Hooters.
STDs.
Pickle I want to put that ass for me.
Let's go to the Hooters in California, all of us. Get $300, get all your chicken wings, watch the baseball, watch the basketball, baseball game, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna call McDonald's and be like, how much for a 90 piece?
You guys wanna go to Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow? That's a lot of money, never mind.
I have to go to work.
Oh yeah, you work on weekends. Fucking idiot.
Work tomorrow?
Yeah.
You too!
Fuck you.
Who works on the weekend?
Sleep soon, guys.
Yeah, I gotta go to sleep soon, too.
I've been working.
Oh, I'll go walk with Marcus.
I've been working 8 hours.
Can we sleep downstairs? It's cold down there.
Yeah, that's what we're probably gonna do. Let's go. Alright, boys.
I need a charger. Are we
slumping? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to
charge my phone. I need an alarm. Yeah, so who's calling?
Call McDonald's.
Hey, the Among Us Happy Meal.
BTS Happy Meal.
I don't know what the fuck that
you know
band's
here for.
All right. Well, that's the end of our podcast.
Thank y'all for listening.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
I'll listen to this tomorrow when I'm walking to work.
Rest easy. Have a good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And good night.